Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
cakes.
Cakes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So, yeah, Cream Fiend.
Oh, fuck. Forgot to do the intro. Hang on. Watch this.
What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Fuck, I'm glad you stopped us for that.
That was good. Hey. Really killed that momentum.
Professional. Yeah. You're just chipping away at it every week.
Yeah, well, if I fucking do it every week, I might actually
remember
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't talk. I don't do anything. So.
Speaking of killing momentum.
I was like, should I get him out of that? Oh, I'll just let him sit in it for a bit.
Just let me stew in it. this is going to be one of those podcasts, isn't it?
I've got shit to talk about.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, go like, for it.
It's all up here, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking, how about them waves? Hey?
Oh, fuck.
How about them waves out the beach the other day? Fucking huge.
What's a beach?
The beach?
Mm.
It's where you go and get pushed back in.
It's where they go to.
Where you were last beached, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody got dragged out dead on Friday, so that was
something
different.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, well, you know, I was going to say surfing and comedy are the same, but I've seen plenty of people die on stage, but no body bags have been involved, so.
Yeah, not yet, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still waiting for that to happen.
The mass shooting at the comedy club.
Who do you reckon's most likely to get killed by a punter out of all the comics?
Ooh.
I'd say Elliot's up there. But then it's just too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the challenge?
Yeah.
You throw him a mean look and you'll have a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Big Jim, but then he's too fucking scary as well, so.
Yeah.
Depends if you catch him with his glasses on or not.
Yeah, when
he's
true.
If he's in his Big Jim character, then he's pretty scary, but like... When he's off stage, he's like real soft spoken.
Fuck, I
want to
get Big Jim on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
He's kind of like, you know, those all those teen movies where the chick's always like got the glasses on and then she takes them off and I was like, ah, oh, fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just call Big Jim hot?
Oh, he's so fucking hot. I want to rim him so hard.
Fuck.
big rim on Big Jim.
Big rim. how is he? Has he done a joke about like getting rimmed?
No, he's That's done everything else. Though, yeah,
yeah. You should team up with that.
Yeah, fucking
yeah.
Big rim on the fucking big check.
Oh, please feed him that line.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Just trying to remind me next whenever we actually fucking get back to it. But yeah
if he's not dead,
I can't. I've never seen like follow me at Big Jim on Instagram or anything. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he live out of his van? Like, I know he drives a van, but I don't know.
Of course he drives a van.
He's a fucking mysterious, eh? He just turns up, does his set, talks about conspiracies and fucks off.
Yeah. He's quite well spoken, actually, when you have a chat to him. He's a good dude to talk to. I like him. I fucking hated his act when I first saw it. I was like, this is fucking shit, but it's grown on me.
Oh, so, it does, yeah.
Yeah. It's good shit. But speaking of taking off your glasses, fucking that was a good segue into... the story we told on the pod of the fight.
You
wanted to fucking all right, put me straight, Adam. What did I get wrong?
It wasn't a fucking homeless bloke for starters.
Oh, that's where we draw the line. Everything else is correct.
It was just he was like, and also I wasn't that drunk either. Like I was getting there, but I wasn't nowhere near like hammered or anything.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. We were just out the front of the Happy Wombat.
How do you know he wasn't homeless?
Well,
he had a backpack.
Yeah. Unless he was a snail. Fucking,
Do homeless people have backpacks?
He looked,
trolleys. Where do they keep their shit?
Now, he looked too good like, and didn't smell bad enough to be homeless, so...
I don't know. Adam's we were hanging around. We were hanging around comics. We were probably used to bad smells by that point.
Nah, he was just belligerently drunk too. Like he was way, way, way more drunk than I was.
I think he was just insane.
Could have been a bit of both.
But you know that he didn't have a house. He could have been insane with a house, like you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, but he came up and like demanded a smoke instead of just asking for one. I was just like, yeah, there's one down the street in the gutter, and that's where he got all upset. And then, yeah, we had a little bit of a tete-a-tete, and then he decided to walk away, and then you decided to escalate it a little bit more.
Well, he turned around. He turned around and keep going.
They turn around.
Yeah. Like, fuck, and I was like, all right, glasses off.
Throws his glasses on the table, gets on his
I didn't. I didn't throw them. I took.
You chucked them.
I went like this. It was like double, like, right.
You should have taken the watch off as well, just to make everyone know you're serious.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He got up on his tippy toes. That's when you know he's serious. Yeah. Because he's trying to get taller.
I'm either going
to
fight you or fuck you.
Trying to stand over someone, but he can't because he's a fucking midget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I heard that and I was just like, I don't fight homeless people. Like, I don't. Like,
you don't fight.
I don't fight at all.
Yeah. I just stir them up to the point that they want to fight.
Yeah. And then I just walk off with a smile on my face because I've ruined somebody's day.
You did. You fucking ruined that guy's day so hard. Look, you give us a smoke. Oh, there's some fucking butts out in the fucking gardens. At
he's probably already having a bad day. He's probably something fucked up just happened to him. He's like, oh, fuck. Fuck, I need a smoke. I need a fucking smoke. Hey, mate, you got a smoke?
It wasn't even that. It was, oh, you mate, give us a smoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, how did you know that there was butts in the fucking gardens at KFC ready to go, though?
There's always fucking butts in the garden.
Have you been that low in your life that you're like, fuck?
Nah, I've never
got papers but no tobacco.
The lowest I've gone is, like, sometimes I'll have, like, a half a smoke and put it out, and then, like, in my own ashtray, I'll be like, oh, there's a bit left there. I'll have that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was doing that for ages when I was trying to quit. I'd go out and have half a smoke and then come back. Yeah, didn't work.
It's great, like, in theory, but then you're like, fuck, I've still got half a packet of cigarettes left in ash form now.
Yep.
So, got to go ash cigarette now. So, hey. Hey. Also, you said that I paid to go to do Type 5 comedy. On Eddie's one.
Yeah, I thought you had to pay to get on.
No. You're supposed to, it's like, you were trying to think of a bringer in New York. You're supposed to bring people along.
Oh, right.
But yeah, they're trying to get you to bring people along. But then afterwards, she said to me, which is where the pitch come in, is like, if you want to pay $50 a month, then we'll give you access to, like, these shit hot acts.
So you can go and do acts with, like, Nazim Hussein or whoever she's got under.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So she's charging $600 a year so you can do open mic comedy. So that's where the...
Well, if she's not charging to do, like, just the generic open mic comedy, and she's... If you want to pay it, fuck, that's up to whoever wants to pay it, really.
If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you get sucked into it.
I didn't actually think you paid, but I just lied and put it out there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because that's...
I heard...
It's the funny thing.
Not
funny.
I didn't hear it is pretty funny. I didn't hear directly from you, but I heard rumours about her, because that's how it gets muddied, because there's that other part where you've got to pay to do open mic. So I hear, oh... You've got to pay to do open mic, and then I hear you're doing her open mic. So then I'm like, oh, Adam's paid to do fucking open mic. What a retard.
Yeah.
I'm like, would Adam really pay to do open mic? I'm like, something's not adding up here.
No.
Like, already, I sort of pay anyway, like hopping down on the train and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we all pay with dignity and fucking whatever.
But I'm not giving her, like, here's $50, so can I do 5 minutes, please, ma'am? Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. A lot of people were making it, well, not deliberately, I guess, but, like, that's just how it came across when people say, like, oh, she was making people pay to open mic, but she's already shit in her bed anyway.
Oh, she's still going like nothing's happened. She sent me a message a while ago saying, if you want to do another set, give us a yell.
That's the thing, man, like, with all that shit, like, drama that happens and stuff, there's no such thing as bad press.
No, because a fuck. Really?
Anything, everyone just knows about her now and knows that it's a thing.
She's got a new game now anyway. She's charging comics so they can get acting, like, highlight reels or whatever, so they can start doing... Yeah.
You got to admit, the bitch has got a good hustle.
Oh, fuck yeah. She'll be selling fucking car wax soon.
Hey, don't knock the fucking car wax thing. Oh, I might go do that, to be honest, because you get tanned and lose weight, as our friend Tyler taught us. He was selling car wax up in Brisbane for, like, fucking a month or so. He came back and was like, holy fuck, dude.
So
you're
hot
now.
How much car wax you reckon you're going to need yourself?
Fucking a lot.
He was nowhere near as fat as you.
Oh, no fucking way. But, it was just a funny thing I thought I'd bring up and derail the conversation with.
That's good, man. Really bring it back down. Yeah. Bring us back to earth. Yeah. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
You're like the bumpers when we go bowling.
Yeah.
Just keep the show on rails.
Except the bumpers are rusted and fucked. You just stop the ball halfway down.
They do the exact opposite. They actually gutter the ball. Yeah. You're about to get a strike, then the bumper pushes it away.
Fuck, I can't wait to get back to comedy and see you get back up there again.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see who's been writing and who's just done fucking nothing.
Yeah, me. Pretty much.
And also who's got like a whole bunch of shit about Corona.
I do not want to hear the fucking Corona jokes. I know you were saying the other day you got like 5 minutes on Corona.
Hey, fuck it.
Like, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Sort of everything's going out the window, I reckon. Like, there's no such thing as hack for the first month when you get back. It's just like get up, throw shit at the wall
and
see what happens.
No one's going to care. Same as usual.
Yeah. The comics will care, but they won't say anything to your face, so don't worry about it.
If you care, come on this podcast and talk shit
about them.
That's what we want.
Just slander. It should be called How Not to Slander.
Yeah,
it was believable slander.
Yeah. I think we gave you some shit, too, about your conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, like... I didn't hear that one.
The one about the fucking sparkler dust.
Yeah,
the countryside.
Oh man,
that's old news now. That the fact that the country was on fire, but
yeah, I've sort of got that's one of the new premises. Like that, I've just gotten so fucking far into conspiracy theories at the last whatever how long it's been.
Yeah,
yeah. Now my friends, they need to fucking. I need two sources or references or whatever, even if I'm talking about anything sort of thing. So
yeah.
But what are the sources? What are the references?
Well, you can't use Wikipedia because no one trusts that. So I'm fucked. Yeah. So, Wikipedia and YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking crazy one because I watched that video that you put up and I was kind of like when he's talking about like the government's trying to control the fucking population and like doing all that shit, and I'm like, yeah, they probably would fucking do that, wouldn't they? And then he's like, and they're spreading sparkler dust into the bush to like rev up these fucking fires that are going. And I'm like, okay, now you lost me, dude. Like, I was ready with my pitchfork and fucking torch ready.
Yeah.
But sparkler dust? Fuck.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. You think someone would notice, like legit notice?
I get into conspiracy shit. Like I don't know. I get fucking torn between believing that the government is a bunch of incompetent fucking retards that can't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And then another day I'll be believing like, no, they're fucking, there's people that are like orchestrating the government and making shit happen. And they're like pulling the strings, like the government's the puppets.
Well, that's what
I feel like it's somewhere in between those two things.
Because the government leaks too much information. So you couldn't give them any sensitive things because they'd just be like going down to the pub and talking to the journos or whatever. So, you've got to keep those fucking morons out of it.
Yeah. You'd have to have some overarching thing of, like, just a couple of people running everything.
Yeah.
Because if it gets too big, then there's too many loose ends.
Yeah.
Then you've got to start killing people to fucking
Shut up. If it's going to run, it's going to run on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
So, only one person, like, be a fucking stressful job being the like captain of the conspiracy.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
You're just like fuck man.
I got a 5 o'clock meeting with fucking sparkler dust and then I got
to go see Bill Gates.
Mm. I feel like it'd be more like realistically, it'd just be like you've got people in power and they're all just good mates. You ever been on a work site like that where it's like real clicky?
Oh yeah,
like,
every work site.
Well, every work site, and it's like there's a group of blokes who will look after each other. And if you're not in that circle, you just get stuck with shit jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've got a fucking piece of Rio coming out of your head and they're just like, suck it up, mate.
Yeah, you'll be right.
But the problem with like all these people that do all the conspiracy theory videos is that they're making such a good point and then they just go off this one fucking crazy tangent which derails the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what gives me the shits because that dude was like saying some stuff that was true. I believe it was true, but then you add in the rest of the fucking crazy and you're like, oh, God damn it. And there's always like a nugget of truth in every good conspiracy theory that gets everyone going.
Yeah, and you can't.
But then they use that as a basis for like all this other crazy shit is true too. And you're like, no.
I got one of Tom's mates. He posted this conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was in defense for 10 years. And like once every year, we took a month out to practice like fucking chemical warfare in cities and stuff like that. like went into like just crazy fucking bullshit detail. And then like right at the end, I was like, yeah, no, that was all like not true. Just like the shit you just spouted today. And he's just like, fuck you, man.
Like, so Mitch has had heaps going on.
Yeah. I was shitting. I always do that stuff when I'm shitting.
Taking a shit writing essays. Have you written any comedy? Nah, just fucking trolling Facebook. Yeah. Like, take a dump.
Yeah.
How's Lawngate going at the moment?
Oh, it's fucking, it's actually growing back. She's,
what did you,
she's
mow
come
it?
Back? No. Tried to whippersnip, couldn't start the whippersnipper. Tried to fix the whippersnipper, broke me tool. It was a whole thing. Anyway, the grass is coming back. We're about 3/4 of the way there now.
What do you mean it's coming back?
It's coming back.
It's always been there, hasn't it?
Nah.
Like I've seen a photo on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the backyard. No, yeah, the backyard's a fucking sandpit, dude.
Yeah?
No, one side's growing back. And then the other side is there's just a hole where the dogs have just like run it out.
Can we get a photo of your lawn for this podcast as the title cover?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
There's no way that lawn's growing.
You should
back.
Get a job with Jim's mowing and go and mow everyone else's lawn, and then you come home and you're like, oh, I'm just too tired to do my own. At least it'd be an excuse.
Yeah, that chef excuse.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
He should also be a male prostitute too, then, by that logic.
Yeah. Good to see you. Yeah, isolation's been treating you well, has it?
Yeah.
This is your work position at the moment, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm usually a lot more relaxed at work.
Have you got like less professional the lounge? You pull back and sit back, and you got the like.
No,
just
I've
sits
got
on your lap.
I haven't got a lap, mate. It's all gut. No. I've got the desk set up from when we used to do podcasts at my place that I just never moved.
You got that set up for work.
Mm.
Oh, so you can't be on your gaming computer while you're working?
No fucking way, man. Yeah. I got no self-control.
We can tell.
Yeah. I don't know if you realize this. You couldn't tell by looking at me, but I'm a lazy piece of shit.
His car needs a wheel alignment. Because he keeps pulling into KFC on his road.
Oh, that's gold.
Oh, can I use that?
Yeah, sure. Pretty sure I stole it from a meme, but
spewing.
You should, do that with your lawn bit. What was it, your bit about the chicks that don't shave themselves?
Oh, shaving your pussy bit. Yeah. I'm still trying to work on that. It was pretty good the other day, though, because I wasn't, like, shaving my mustache. Well, shaving, I wasn't trimming it. And, the missus got the shits, and she's like, I'm not shaving my pussy until you shave that mustache, and I'm not fucking you either.
Mustache went in 5 minutes.
Shaz.
Well,
Shaz
as you
could
can tell,
not.
It's been trimmed.
Scorched earth policy.
But I was like, fuck. Like, I get really competitive about stupid shit. I'm like, you really want to ruin our whole relationship over a fucking mustache? Like, I'll go there. I'm a fucking idiot.
But do you get itchy? Because I tried to grow a Corona beard, and I got to like about 2 weeks, and I was just like, it's got to get
it. It only stays itchy for like a week, and then it's fucking
you
gone.
You get used to it.
But my... this shit just looks like crap, but I want to do that joke as like opening up, like, oh, if you don't shave, and like try and get the crowd into thinking I'm talking about women, going like, oh, you're fucking disgusting and no one's going to want to go down on you and blah blah blah, and then be like, so anyway, I need to have a shave, like bring it back on myself, and then maybe I can open up the door to talking women once everyone's had a laugh at me and go like, oh yeah, but like you're allowed to laugh at me, but if I start talking about women, like everyone's... And if I do start talking about women off the bat, everyone's just going to freeze up and just be like,
oh,
fuck. Oh,
that's a huge Joe Rogan thing. He like makes himself a huge piece of shit and then just goes, all right, here we go.
Yeah. Now that I've attacked me, I feel like I can,
But you see, you could do that, but you'd never run out of like things to stop attacking yourself.
I know. That's what I mean. We were talking about it at work the other day. I'm like, fuck, I can't get skinny. It's all my jokes. It's literally like a fat piece of shit comic.
That heart fail is really going to be worth that Netflix money, isn't it?
Oh, yep. Totally gonna get that Netflix money.
Start taking your shirt off on stage like Bert Kreischer.
Oh, man, that's a mess. He's like, that's another level of confidence right there. Like, just really doesn't give a fuck.
I don't think you could do it anymore anyway. Like, because everything's going to come back, you know, unless you're covered in hand sanitizer or something.
Yeah, like, I'd have to fucking grease myself up.
Oh, God. I had the most awful image of you just fucking...
Myrrh soap. Myrrh.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. Yeah.
I've got a moo-moo. I do have a moo-moo.
So have you got to the stage of just yelling out to Tanya for meatloaf yet, or fucking?
No. She's well trained. She just brings it to me without me asking.
Yeah.
Good girl, Tanya.
Oh, fuck. Mitch from Home is that episode of fucking Homer when he starts working from home at the power plant in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the fucking press dipping Y, bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can just press Y.
I made that joke and everyone's like, oh, well, at least you haven't got a dress. I'm like, no, I've got a dress. And then showed him the photo of Chaz's party. I'm like, holy fuck. You're Homer.
So do you wear like adult nappies at work when you're sitting there? So you
just
work away all day?
Because I'm hoping if I do shit myself, I'll have a funny story to tell on stage.
Oh, you still will, but you'll just be able to, you know, rip off that fucking nappy and put a new one on rather than having to go and change your pants and all that.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You know, I might want a shower. I feel like if you go on Boom Boom in a nappy, you want to shower afterwards at least.
Go on Boom Boom in a nappy. That is the episode of this fucking podcast, isn't it? That was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. I could just see you just wallowing in it all day.
That's his
Well, it was cold.
And it's like, it's 5 o'clock. I can't fucking meet with that bloke.
There's an internet subculture of people who shit in nappies and just walk around with them all day.
Yep. Yes, there is.
Yep.
Is that the Boom Boom Brigade or some shit?
The Boom Boom Brigade. Oh, I love it.
You should have got into that before you shit yourself this year. You would have been all right.
I know. I was fucking really hoping you wouldn't make it through Australia Day without shitting yourself.
No, I'm good. Mitch is leading the charge this year.
What's the score at the moment?
1-0.
Yeah. We went like 3-2 last year, so there's still hope.
It's like a classic soccer match, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
It's boring for the fucking
Arsenal
first half,
versus Manchester.
Yeah. I thought you were going to make a funny play on words when you said Arsenal.
Oh, I'm not that intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still don't eat ashes yet, so that's cool.
So fucking UFOs are real. That came out this year.
Oh, from that grainy ass footage.
Yeah.
I can't remember who I read it. Somebody, I think it was deGrasse Tyson, tweeted something.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we've got like cameras and everything, and this is the shittest fucking, like, these little grainy images is all you've got, sort of thing.
I think it's all they had on the jets that captured the fucking thing.
What, have they got a fucking Nokia 3310 on the fucking
jets? No, they got a 30-year-old fucking FLIR camera.
Yep, this cunt knows.
Yeah, because I used to work on them.
But yeah, they were the only ones that could get footage of them, apparently, because
Is that the stuff over the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on that Rogan episode.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I like how they just casually drop that in to the fucking year. It's like, yeah, country's on fire, fucking pandemic. Oh, UFOs are real. And no one's paying attention.
When they, on grand final day or whatever, they drop all their shitty fucking government stuff that they don't want to know about.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So yeah.
What's happened this year? It's like fucking George Pell got off.
Yeah. And that's just gone. Like, gone out of the way.
Yeah, because Australia was on fire.
But he comes out of, you know, thing out and he's in quarantine, so he can't get to hang around kids. So it's sort of a punishment in itself.
Kids are the carriers, so you should be giving him, like, just sending a bunch of kids at him.
Yeah, you're way behind.
He'll take the disease, don't worry.
Yeah, probably.
It'll be like, he finally dies, and it'll be like he died doing what he loved.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. What else happened this year? Fuck, we're only in May.
Oh, it's fucking weird, eh?
It's like, yeah.
It's a fucking weird year.
You wake up, wake up 1st of January, can't breathe the air because it's full of smoke.
How many people are fucking regretting giving us all that money now that they haven't got jobs?
Oh, the bushfire money.
Yeah.
Well, Red Cross isn't, because they're just fucking sitting in there with the bank, just making fucking heaps of interest.
That's right, yeah. And that whole fucking, like that challenge that was going around too for Lifeline.
Oh, the fucking, which one? Because my mates have been doing that egg one recently.
Yeah, it's like you've got to fucking eat an egg or donate $200 to Lifeline. You're like, what is it?
Yeah, have a raw egg, a teaspoon of sugar or a fucking tablespoon of sugar, and then a shot and a skull of beer.
Yeah.
Eating raw egg is actually very dangerous.
Well, we were laughing the other day going like, I'd rather like eat a raw egg and risk it than donate $200 to Lifeline. It's not a great challenge. It doesn't make you look fucking like you care.
And then like alcoholism's huge for suicide as well. So. Beyond Blue came out and said, look, we're not affiliated with it. Thanks for the thoughts. But
just give us some money.
Who the fuck's coming up with these challenges?
Well, they need to step it up a bit, I reckon. Oh,
everybody in isolation. It's fucked. Like, everyone's like, oh, here's these 10 albums that fucking define my childhood. Who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah, everyone's so bored out of their tit.
Yeah. Oh, the online comics are the worst at the moment. Like, us. At least we're not doing fucking sets, like fucking dancing like a monkey fucking. Look at me, boss.
Well, this is dancing like a monkey, but it's like...
Nobody watches. Yeah.
Yeah, no one watches.
The monkey died a long time ago. Yeah.
We're not pretending that people are laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know people are laughing.
Oh, no.
Fuck no.
Oh, yeah. Some of the people are just coming up and doing sets. It's like, yeah, you can subscribe and pay us to come and watch us do the acts that you've seen plenty of times.
Yeah.
To nobody.
It's fucking awful. I wouldn't want to subject anyone to my comedy, especially online.
It's
fucking, yeah.
No, it's been that long, like Mitch was saying on the way over here too, it's like, it's been that long that everyone's forgotten their sets, basically.
Mm.
So if you get up there going, yeah, so anyway, it'd be like your first fucking time you've ever done comedy.
I don't know about you guys, how much weed you guys have been smoking, but I can remember both your sets.
What about yours?
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? You remember everyone else's, not your own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're trying to forget your mistakes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, yeah, I can remember Carbon Dildos and the tampon one. That's unforgettable, that one.
Yeah,
I only did that twice.
And you're a trans man, fucking.
Yeah, I'm well known for that bit. Yeah. That stuck, didn't it?
Oh, I had to come and break up a fight between you and a chick.
Yeah. I wanted to keep going, but you're like, can you shut the fuck up? There's people trying to do comedy.
I was trying to get ready to do a set, and you're just going, bah, 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 bah. Yeah. See, look, I've broken up a fight. See?
You did, yeah. Adam the Peacemaker.
Yeah.
It's like the worst shit stirrer.
I came over and gave her a cigarette, and it's like, there you go, love. Yeah. You can find more at KFC. You
know? Oh, fuck. Oh, so I got a new surfboard, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Adam's fucking attacking me because the foot pad's in the wrong place.
Oh, that's later on down the story. The story starts. Yeah. We went for a surf the other day, and he's got this board, and it's sort of not... It's too small for him when he's learning. So I had a mini mal, so I let him have a go of it, and he's like, oh, this is good. I was like, yeah, have a go of this. And then so I had a go of his board, and it's just like, this is the fucking worst board that I've ever ridden in my life, like, hands down.
He's ridden a lot of surfboards. Yeah. Like, estimate how many, like 100?
Oh, probably fucking 30-odd or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, it just didn't go. Like, you put your foot down and it doesn't go. It's like a car with no petrol in it sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like, this board's fucked. So whoever designed...
Why is this board so fucked? Yeah. Like, emphasis, we got to really build the emphasis of just how fucked this board is.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just like this...
You shouldn't have told him. You should have just let him keep going.
What?
Just let Ethan just be shit at something for once. Just be shit at
that's just not...
This board's great, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You should persist.
Can you imagine if he got good on that board, though? How much of a good surfer you'd actually be?
Yeah, but like,
maybe.
I honestly think you'd have to be a pro to get this thing going because it's just such a hunk of shit. And like, I'd rather watch him bomb and enjoy watching him fail at comedy than watching him surf because, you know, you're trying to have fun. But but yeah, I was like, oh, this is a hunk of shit. Cut it in half, stick it in a 44-gallon drum, burn it. Fucking never want to see it again. Anyway, 5 seconds later, you found out what the truth was behind the board.
The problem with the board, the real problem with the board, was Adam's like, trade it in and get another one. I'm like, all right, I'll see how much these are going for. I'll just type in the guy's name that like designed and made the board. And I type in Paul Callahan, who made the board, into Google.
Yeah.
And you can do this at home too if you're playing along. The guy fucking got extradited from Indonesia for like fucking an underage girl.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Fuck. It's a rapist board. Oh, Not only is it a rapist board, it's a child rapist board. Yeah,
pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile Callahan.
That's why the board's so shit, because he needed a cover. So he's raping these little girls, and he's like, whoa, spends one like fraction of the second that he's supposed to spend on actually making a board. He's like whipping it up. He's like, hey, that'll fucking do.
Send oh, yeah, out. Yeah,
they
yeah.
To fucking these
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
Good shit to do.
He spent 6 weeks fucking a kid, and they're like, oh, we gave you a bunch of money to design a board. And he's like, oh, fuck, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, whipped it up in like 10 minutes instead of an hour or something.
Yeah.
Actually, an hour instead of a day, but whatever.
So, yeah, that was fucked. So I got rid of the pedophile.
I feel like that'd be a collector's item in some circles.
You got a Paul Callahan, man? Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And George Pell takes up surfing. That's the board he wants.
Yeah. It'd actually be a good board for kids.
Maybe.
He's making boards for kids, selling them to adults.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And then I'm like online looking up another board, and I'm like, oh yeah, this one looks all right. I send it to Adam. He's like, yeah, not bad. And it's designed by Peter McCabe. And I look him up. He's been arrested for international drug smuggling. I'm like, oh fuck, can't win.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, though. Yeah, that's all right.
That's in a different league to fucking children. I actually encourage people to smuggle drugs.
Yeah. People smuggling is sexual assault. Draw a line.
Yeah.
I draw a line in the sand there. That's fucked.
Yeah.
If you're a drug smuggler, you're a hero to me. It's just unfortunate that you got caught.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but yeah, he's living the lifestyle properly.
So, yeah, he's a revered shaper these days. So.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's from Newcastle, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really, really good back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, good dude. Did he's 18 months and now he's fucking
18 months, done. That all?
Yeah, apparently. I can't remember where it was. Anyway.
Yeah, he sort of like explored all of Indonesia and all that way back in the day before anybody knew about it.
Yeah, so
that's where he found the drugs.
Yeah. I was watching my mate's heaps into surfing, and he has all these old videos of people going over to Indonesia surfing, and they're all like tripped out on mushrooms on like longboards, just like, oh, fucking these ones on the front of the boards, and they're like narrating it, and they're like, I don't know how the fuck he was staying on it, man. Like, he had like 10 grams of mushrooms, and then he just went out.
Oh, yeah, they get off their tits and just live in the bush.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, learn to live with malaria and fucking eat like 6 grains of rice all day.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I guess what was that fucking movie? Is it The Beach? I guess that must be loosely based off what those dudes were back in.
Isn't that
doing
that one with
then.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, where he goes to like that fucking. They go to, it's like a huge grow op, but it's also a fucking awesome beach on the other side.
That's in Thailand. I don't think there's any waves there, but yeah, I haven't seen that movie, but yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
They've closed that beach because too many people turned up and fucked it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, fucked it?
Like, they just turned up, left all their shit everywhere.
Oh,
and just
yeah.
Turned from paradise into just fucking Bondi. So.
Yeah, that happens at every fucking tourist spot. I went over to Fiji, like, family holiday 8 years ago or something. But, yeah, it was fucked. Like, they take you out to this island, and you could tell it was really good, like 10 years prior to us getting there. But this resort's been there, and, like, the reef's just all bleached.
Yeah.
There's just shit everywhere. Like, the whole hotel's just all run down. There's tiles falling off the walls and shit. And you're like, oh, this place is fucked. Like,
yeah.
I got stitched up.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Fiji's awesome. I'm like, oh, no.
Fiji
no,
was
not.
Awesome.
Was
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Before Whitey got there and fucked it all up.
We turned up to the wrong part of Fiji. Like, well, the other side.
You got eaten.
Yeah, no.
Plenty of him to go around.
Yeah. And it was a Sunday, too. And it's just everything was closed. So,
oh,
like,
right,
everything's closed.
And yeah. So, everything was closed. And all I can tell you is that in Fiji, there's a lot of half finished buildings. So, those people are right up my alley. I'd fit right in there.
Do you need a plumber or a shower maker?
Yeah.
I could do your lawns.
Yeah. I come back and I was like, I work with a dude who was from Fiji. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of like half finished buildings, and he's just like, yeah, yeah, there is, isn't there? It's not even, it's not like a damaging stereotype, it's just the truth.
You should start up a franchise called Jim's Going. He's gonna do
Jim's
it.
Gonna, yeah.
When I was living, I lived up at Cairns a few years ago for like the winter, and one of the housemates, yeah, his dish was chicken a la Gunner, because he was going to cook it all the time, but never got around to it.
Yeah.
It's so much so that he'd buy all the shit and then just rot and then he'd throw it out. Like, it was terrible. It's fucking waste.
Oh, shit. I was reading this story before. It was like fresh off the internet. This fucking dude, his wife kept tying his boots up. Like, he'd leave his boots at the door. And she was like a super fucking neat freak. So she'd keep tying his laces up. Like, the shoes are not on this man's feet. And he's like, this is kind of annoying. The kicker is, he's like an EMT. So he's got to fucking get up in the middle of the night and like go save people from dying. And this bitch keeps tying his fucking shoes up. But like double knotting it as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, what, like, in case they like kick loose through the night?
But like, so he asks her, like, can you stop fucking doing it? Like, this is becoming a problem.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, it's just how I am, blah, blah, blah. Like, how women are, pretty much, when you ask them to do
just
shit.
Crazy people, yeah, actually. Yeah. Just how crazy people are.
Crazy people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so he's asked her, and she's like, pretty much like, no, I'm just going to keep doing it. And then one night he gets a call, and it's like, someone needs CPR, and he's there trying to fuck with his shoes, just like, goddamn bitch, I fucking hate this goddamn bitch. She comes up out of bed, she's like, oh, shouldn't you be going to get that? And he's like, I'm trying, but some dumb motherfucker can tie my fucking shoelaces. Just lost his shit. And she's like, oh, like crying, just like, oh, I've never heard you yell like that. I thought you were going to hit me and all this shit. And he's like, look, I'm sorry I yelled. It's just, I've asked you and you're not fucking doing it.
Meanwhile, old mate's bleeding out
pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, like, why didn't he buy a Velcro?
That's what I was going
to. Or slip-ons or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a one-upper.
We used to have zippers in the military. You used to have boots with zippers on the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking like handy.
Boots, yeah,
yeah.
So you did the laces up and you up.
Yep. Fucking.
Or you just have them.
I can't reach my feet anymore anyway. So,
when you're trying to do your shoelaces up, is it just all like,
it is becoming a whole thing, yes.
My hips are really flexible.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're like,
if the mountain won't come to Muhammad.
Yeah. I'm just going to start wearing sandals everywhere. That's why fat people wear sandals, because it's just like fucking easy. Fuck it.
Moo-moo socks and thongs, eh?
Yeah. Like the one strap, the thick strap sandals.
Yeah.
And it'd be great too.
Oh, you better start selling drugs as well, because that's...
Yeah.
You got to really
start wearing Hawaiian shirts as well. Fuck. I should buy some Hawaiian. Why don't I wear Hawaiian shirts everywhere now?
Yeah, you know, is it? Jurassic Park? Newman from Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And every time he goes on stage, it's like that scene where he's like yelling out. He's like, see, nobody cares. But anyway, the end of that story is that the guy, because she's a neat freak, he then went and undid all his wife's laces before she went out for a run. She got heaps upset.
Oh, good.
Well, she slide her shoes on or something, does she? Or?
No, she had her shoes in like a cupboard or something, and they were like all perfectly aligned and all the laces were all done up. And she like gets out a perfect pair of shoes and puts them on. So he just went in and fucked them all up.
You should have tied the laces together from the two shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He should have strangled her with them and started a new life. Is what he should have done.
What he should have done cut the laces, but in a way so that you could replace them and they look perfect. And when she grabs her shoe, she goes to untie the laces and then all the laces just fall to bits.
No, that's too much. You just got to snip a little bit so that when you're halfway through running, then it gets
Yeah. Hopefully she trips and rolls an ankle or dies.
Fucking, like, if you're trying to go for a run and you got loose shoes. Like, yeah.
Oh, fucking oath.
You can't be all gangster when you're running, like, with your fucking shoes. You just slip on.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had shoelaces break. Believe it, once upon a time, young Port used to play. I reckon you've
had jaw strings break as well. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, once upon a time, little Pud used to play tennis. I remember I was in the middle of a game. My shoelaces broke.
On your Dunlop volleys? Or?
No, I was wearing a pair of secondhand DCs.
He couldn't afford volleys.
Yeah, I literally couldn't. Like, I was that poor.
You have to go steal them.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Aboriginal kids in Tari.
So you could afford a tennis racket, but not shoes, eh?
No, I used to borrow my mate's tennis racket.
What about the balls?
His balls too.
Do you know that fucking Athlete's Foot in Tari does an exchange program with the Aboriginal kids?
What, so you get Athlete's Foot?
Yeah, no. They go in with an old pair of Dunlop Vollies and they come out with a new pair.
That's pretty good. Dunlop Vollies aren't the like fucking...
Athlete's just... Foot didn't know it was a program yeah, they were running.
When you walk in... They just
used to do that.
Instead of saying Athlete's Foot TM, it's just Athlete's Foot Serving Suggestion. Instead, say, so yeah. There's nothing wrong with Vollies, though. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Got a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, like, Vollies are just cheap Converse, basically, so...
Yeah.
They used to be pretty good back in the day, and they've gotten worse. I feel like they've gotten worse.
I watched my mate do it, and I was mind-blown. He just goes in with an old pair of shoes on, takes them off, puts them in the box, puts the new ones on, and walks out. I'm like, you can do that?
Sounds like a needle exchange program or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, whenever I see it, I'm just like, oh, yeah. Someone...
What's the stores next to it, though? Because then there was like, do they have exchange programs as well? Like...
Probably. I saw someone had done it at Bunnings with a pair of work boots not long ago. Saw the old switcheroo taking place. I'm like, fuck yeah, someone's still out there fucking getting it.
Oh, somebody's like,
you're going to start photographing your fucking shoes. Yeah, they're all
shitty fucked up work boots.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for boots at Bunnings. I'm like, oh, what have they got here? Have a look in one box and it's just these old fucked up boots. Suckers.
One of my old bosses used to always steal tape measures from there.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go and get the tape measure from the tools before the tools was a section by itself.
Yeah.
And then he'd go and measure the timber and then just put the tape measure on his pants and walk and pay for the timber.
Yeah.
It was a scheme. Like, yeah.
He probably used to do that to people on site too.
He would have made...
steal your fucking tape measure. He
would have made a fortune these days with his 1.5 metres just selling tape measures for a few days.
The amount of tape measures I used to lose fucking pissed me off. And pens.
What, at the RAF base?
RAF, not at the RAF base, but like out in mine sites and stuff.
He had discipline when he was there because otherwise they'd kick his
head. No. Well, they used to, like, you had controlled tools if you're working on an aircraft because you can't leave them in a fucking engine.
Yeah.
Kind of start up and blow up. Most
people that work on shit after a job go and put their tools back and go, oh, I'm fucking missing this.
Not this little black duck.
Oh, it'll get cleaned up eventually. No, it fucking won't.
Yeah, well, as soon as they turn the engine on, it just shreds it.
Yeah.
They don't even have those sort of controls for, like, Qantas and shit, do they? Like, major aircraft.
I've heard that.
But it's just gone downhill.
Yeah.
Ever since they started maintaining them offshore, yeah.
Fucking Dad's mate invested, like, $300,000 into Webjet the other week in shares. I was like, well, that's
risky. They've dropped so much.
If they don't
go out of business, all they can do is go up.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. And he made a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Well, you reckon Joe Rogan got stocks in
Spotify
before the announcement?
I was saying
this the other day and everyone was like, that's highly illegal. I was like, I don't know. Is that privileged information just because you don't give it to anybody else? It's not really insider trading because if you know that you're going to do it and you just get them yourself, but you don't tell anybody. I don't know.
That chick got in trouble in Congress not long ago for doing that sort of shit.
Oh, they found... No, one of the fucked up stories I heard is there was a whole bunch of them that went into a closed door meeting about COVID, heard how fucked it was and like how China's falling apart in Europe.
Yeah.
And then they just came out and sold all of their stock. Like, you fucking cunts.
Oh, that's you just fucking government.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah, that shit happens all the time. Oh, that's probably fucking a small thing. They're probably like, that's what people are getting upset about. You should see the shit that we're doing to the Mexicans. Run a big old fucking pipeline right through your backyard.
Yeah.
Or selling them masks, which are pre, like, COVID, like they gave to the Indians back in the day.
Giving them a fucking SARS blanket. No, it was, what was it? It was fucking, smallpox.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah, have some blankets and pillows.
Smallpox was a thing up until very recently, too.
That's a horrendous fucking thing to get
But
to.
If you, like, if you brought that up as a conspiracy theory nowadays, like, this country's given another country, like, fucking... It's basically what happened with COVID, essentially, is like, oh, they've fucking spread it around like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's a conspiracy to think they did it deliberately. Yeah. It's like, look at the smallpox blanket. Like, it's the same shit.
Here's your COVID shot. Here's your plane ticket. Off you go.
Yeah, yeah.
China's not doing themselves any favors either. Like,
I know. Well,
they're like, oh, yeah, there's going to be an investigation. And then all of a sudden China's like, if you participate in that, we're not buying your barley anymore.
Yeah.
China's still cool.
Yeah.
Number one on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, China don't give a fuck. They own everybody and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking photo you posted on in Discord, just a Chinese man in the middle of Africa with two black chicks, no shirt, and he's just got his hands on their titties.
Yeah, that dude was getting AIDS, though.
Yeah. So. Wow. Worth it.
Maybe he had the cure for AIDS already.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's the cure for AIDS, being Asian. Have you ever heard of an Asian with AIDS? I haven't. Black people, though. Magic Johnson?
Yeah, shit. Well... I feel like he'd pull his pants down.
$186,000 of cash. Fire. Straight in the veins.
They must have just sucked out some Asian stem cells and shot him up with them or something.
I feel like if you're an Asian dude and you go to fuck a black chick, it'd be like me normally. It's just. So what are you doing with that thing?
Yeah, I get it because your dick's small.
Yeah, and so are Asian dicks.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but you've got a dick extender anyway, don't you?
So yeah.
Have you used it yet?
Nah, not yet.
Fuck.
Went to all that.
Don't you hate it when you buy people gifts and they don't use it?
What shop did you buy that from anyway?
It was like this 5 fucking story, like, sex shop in Japan. Yeah, they just got all kinds of weird shit in there.
Did you just walk in and say, dick extenders, please? And said, fourth floor? Or?
No, I went and explored all the floors. Went and looked at all the child sex dolls and shit. I'm like, yeah, Japan's whack. It's fucking weird. Just like poke your finger in it. It's like, please don't touch the displays. And you're like, yeah.
You're like, oh, why is it sticky?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. They don't want people.
Yeah. There was a sex robot at, you know how they have those expos with like sex dolls and stuff? They had like a sex robot. And like... 10 dudes just came in and gang raped the robot. You're like, Jesus fuck. But you're like, oh, it's a robot, but still. Like, yeah, but fuck.
That's how the fucking Terminator starts.
Yeah,
I can't remember who I think I was listening to Elon Musk and he's saying, don't ever treat a robot badly because they never forget. So
yeah, well, that fucking robot, I hope it forgot.
Elon Musk is a fucking spastic anyway.
Yeah, no, but if those 10 blokes. If that sex robot does become aware, they're all fucked.
Yeah.
He just got huge because his fucking dad owns an emerald mine or some shit.
He's been brought up by his bootstraps like Gina Rowe.
He also invented PayPal and earned a fuckload of money off that.
That certainly helps. But to have the backing to fucking make your fucking idea.
Yeah,
whatever shit it is.
You know, all those ideas you have when you're fucking ripped off your head.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a great idea, but you got no money to implement it.
Yeah. I get those all the time. A fucking bouncy ball iPhone case. Where is it? I want it. It's probably just fucking ruined your phone, though.
That big?
Yeah.
How are you going to fit in your pocket?
Not that big. Just a regular fucking, you know, like a fucking life-proof screen or some shit.
Yep.
Oh, but you can't, bounces. Those life-proof screens
probably the shock of it
suck,
fucks
though,
it.
Because you can't hear the phone ring. When they're in the case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they don't fit into fucking phone holders and shit.
Yeah.
Try and, like, charge them in, like, with normal cable. Yeah. Fuck life proof. I stopped using my life proof. Then I dropped it off the side of a truck. And I was like, I should have used that life proof. And my boss was like, you should have used that life proof, cunt.
Speaking of getting ripped off your tits, and you've been a bit of a naughty boy, haven't you?
Me?
No, Adam down in Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Had some acid for the first time. It was good.
You had a good time?
It is good the first time.
Yeah. Like, I got a friend who lives down there, and he's, like, got an apartment in Neutral Bay, and it looks out, like, and there's the harbour and all the buildings and the harbour bridge and all that.
Fuck.
So I was fucking tripping balls and just looking at all the lights, just like, oh, this is amazing. And then, like, I shed a tear, and then the tear went into my eye, and then it changed all the lights again. I was just like, oh,
Ethan, I feel like, had the fucking best setup for the shed, because he used to have, like, glow-in-the-dark fucking inks and stuff like that. So I remember when Jay did acid for the first time, you're like, yeah, what we'll do is we'll give you all these colours, and then you just painted the fucking roller door with them, and Jay just stood there for like fucking 4 hours staring at it, at the roller door.
Back when I was 18 and all that, they were doing heaps of roadworks around my house, and me and mates, or a few of mates, we went and stole.
You didn't
all
have
those
mates.
Few people that are paid to hang out with me. You know those the orange lights they have on the fucking booms that just flash.
Yeah.
We went and stole all of them and then put them in the garage and got ripped off their heads and turned the lights off. So the whole place is just like
flashing.
And your one friend has a fit.
No, I didn't have any epileptic friends at that stage. Good. I got some later on, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was a funny trip, that one in the garage though, because like, yeah, we were all just like staring intently at this fucking garage door.
Did it start changing shape and everything? Or
No, not really. It was more like
staring,
you know,
off into
like
the universe.
Fractal geometry is where it's like a pattern that infinitely repeats in and outwards.
Oh, like
itself.
The Fibonacci and all that shit.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, like you see it in trees and you see it in fucking.
Oh, yeah.
You see it everywhere when you're tripping because you're like, oh, fuck. Like the floor is now a pattern that just fucking goes and just repeats inwards. But, yeah, the door was just like morphing and like twinkling and shit like that. We were just like staring at it. It was like staring up into the night sky, except you're staring at a fucking garage door. And we were there for hours just staring at it in awe.
Yeah.
And then there's a TV right there with like shit going on it, but we're all just staring at
the
fucking garage
fuck
door. We're like, I don't give a fuck about the TV. And that's why it's illegal, because if anyone walked in and was like, what are these cunts doing?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a TV there, and they're all just staring at a fucking garage door. Like, this
really
isn't productive to society. How are we going to fucking program their brains if they're fucking looking at the door instead of the TV?
Yeah. Well, you know, the TV's not always that interesting. So,
yeah.
Like, when I was there, I had it like about 3 o'clock in the arvo. It's like, oh, it's not doing anything. And, you know, just when you say it's not doing anything,
yeah,
it's
going to kick you in the balls.
But yeah, I was up till like 5 in the morning. But I was watching the Harbour Bridge, and the Harbour Bridge is just bending. I was like, fuck, I hope there's no cars going over that.
You're like, maybe I should call someone.
Then you start feeling personally responsible for it, and you're like, I need to calm my shit down.
Nah, I was listening to, I had like the Netflix on my phone. I was just listening to stand up, looking at the bridge going, oh, this is fucking sick.
Oh, man. You know, fucking subconsciously remember some of those jokes and then accidentally steal one now.
Look, I steal a heap of jokes anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
I've just been watching Carlos Mencia the whole time in isolation.
Oh, man.
Taking pointers.
I wonder if you stole his jokes, does that make it, like, doubly as bad then? Because they're already stolen, or?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck him. It's just, that, it just becomes a rap game then.
What was that story? There was a story about, I think it was The Game, had his rap book stolen. Someone, it was like, they did it in GTA San Andreas as well. But can you imagine if someone got their rap book stolen or their joke book stolen?
It depends who it was. Just,
yeah,
someone gets on
happening.
Stage, someone gets on stage and just does like half thought out fucking bits.
Yeah, Stanhope fucking did it to someone.
Really?
Yeah, it might have been someone. I was listening to some podcast. They found someone's fucking on their computer, like all their premises, all the shit that they'd thought of doing, and then they just wrote them all down and went up on stage for like 15 minutes and just burnt all of them.
Oh.
All this half-baked shit just fucking trashed this dude.
Yeah.
You'd have to be successful, because imagine if you're like, you finally got some good stuff in your open mic and somebody does it to you. It's like,
oh fuck.
Whoever that was is the first person that's getting bashed at comedy.
Yeah, if you did something like that.
Fucking when Ari Shaffir and that little Asian dude, when they were having their fucking fight.
Bobby Lee
got on stage once, was introducing Ari, but then just told everyone Ari's fucking punchlines. He's like, oh, you're going to love this next guy. He's got this joke about like such and such.
Yeah.
He's just burned all of his material.
That's so good.
Ari had to get on stage like, oh.
Yeah, nobody's done that around with any of us yet, which is good.
Fuck.
Yeah. At least somebody like Ari can recover. Be like, oh,
yeah.
Actually, we had Jared on last week.
Jared turned up.
Yeah, Jared's probably the most likely to get bashed at comedy, I reckon. Or some random punter. Definitely.
100%, yeah.
How much, like, beeps did you have to put into the podcast?
I was more offensive than him. He was well behaved.
Yeah,
yeah. Jared's turned over a new leaf. He's a new man.
Yeah.
Has he been riding in this time of...
Nah, not really. I don't think so. Yeah.
That was one of those podcasts because obviously Jared and I, Ethan and Jared, have had conversations. But
really?
Jared doesn't ever remember, like, even talking to you. Like, ever. Yeah,
he didn't remember that we were at Raw.
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, no, yeah, Jared, he's good at just walking into the middle of it.
How fucking far is your head up your ass that you didn't remember that we're at Raw?
Well, you've seen him when we're having it, like, at the end of a show, and we're all in a circle, and he'll just walk into the middle of the circle and face James and Luke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we're just looking at the back of Jared's fucking head.
He's like, oh, hey, guys.
So like, he doesn't even do that. Hello, back of Jared's straight head. In.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. We were talking about him like yelling shit out at shows and stuff like that too, which I don't really care if he does it.
Oh, it's if it's Crown and Anchor, fucking, it's shit enough already, is it? And I know that's going to be the first one back probably too, so.
100%.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's can't where wait. I want to start this shit. Yeah.
Hopefully with no one there as well. Yeah, everyone's still afraid of Corona.
Oh, no, I want it like as full as you can get it.
I reckon that place will be pretty full though. Once it goes back.
Well, you can get 50... Because I actually... I was in there a couple of weeks ago because I had a cover for James to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was saying, yeah, like...
That wasn't on the Mark Hunt one, was it?
No. That was... It was Kendall Jane, I think her name was, and some chick that sounds does like a trend swimwear.
Kendall Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
She's probably a nice person. No, I've just said that, but anyway.
Oh, she's definitely not a transvestite or anything like that. Yeah, she's some singer chick.
Yeah.
So I covered that and he was saying, yeah, we can fit X amount of people up here, upstairs and so many downstairs, but now that it's opened up again, like, you can 50 in or whatever, upstairs and downstairs, so.
Yeah. Well, 50 is enough to do comedy.
Definitely. That's a big... More. Big night for us, but the only problem is for us standing outside. I think I don't know where the restrictions. We all stand out the back, sort of thing.
Yep,
and everyone has to be sitting down. So,
oh, well, into the fucking pokey area.
Yeah, mate, fucking 50 people.
The pokey area becomes the green room. Fuck, I love green rooms. Oh, so happy that we got a green room.
Oh, settle down, mate.
We just killed
it. What's on your rider, mate? Food,
KFC. Obviously.
Yeah.
No fucking green M&Ms.
Oh. Yeah. And fucking some weed so I can spin out before I go out.
Oh, man. Never ever doing comedy on weed again. That was such a bad idea.
I've only
such
done
a
it.
Dumb
no,
idea.
Shit. He asked me, he's like, oh, I'm pretty fucking baked, man. Should I come out the show? I'm like, no. It's not going to go well. He's like, no, fucking, I'm going
to
do
it. It's something to cross off list. I've done it once when I was down in Sydney, but I had two gigs on. So the first, well, I've had a few beers, funnily enough.
You? Beers?
Yeah, I know. I don't drink.
Don't believe it for a second.
Shout out to James for getting me on the rushes recently. Yeah. And I did the first gig and I was just like on the up thing. So I was having a great old gig and then I hopped on the train and then went to the second gig and I was on the paranoid side of things.
Yeah.
That was Sticks and Stones too. I was just like, oh, shit.
That's the fucking worst place to be paranoid.
Oh, it was brutal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
I had, like, one of the worst gigs I've ever had in my life there.
I bet they didn't let you know about it either. I bet they were really accepting.
No, it would have been. It was on the James, what's his name? Jackson Pierce. Not Jackson Pierce.
Doherty? No.
Jackson, the young Jackson.
Jackson Stewart.
Yeah, he was on the table. Yeah. So he was kind of cool about it. Yeah.
Most of them would be kind of cool about it because they're all fucking massive drug users.
Yeah. I should have opened up with like, yeah, I'm fucking stoned and I've never done this before. So let's see how
and they would have been like, we're all stoned too, dude.
Be real, man. Be real.
Just do what you got to do. I love that place though. I need to go back.
Yeah.
I only love it because I went good there like the last time I did it.
Oh, yeah.
Every did other you, time I fucking hate it.
Did you see that Bombopoly thing that...
yeah. Do you know who made that?
I think Sue Thomas made it.
Because it said SueThomas69@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But is that Sue's actual thing or is someone taking the piss? Because that's a funny fucking email address too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make it. Wouldn't put it past Sue, yeah.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for ages. But did you read all the community chess cards and all
yeah,
that shit?
Yeah, I went through it all. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Holy fuck, this is funny as shit.
Yeah.
They're just nailing it every time.
If you've been down there a couple of times, you just fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
No crowd. Go to fucking... Crown Comedy.
Yeah.
And yeah, turn up at fucking Sweeney's and beg for a spot. And it's like, yep, I've done that before.
Yeah. That reminded me to get my ass into gear and make the fucking Guess Who Me Too edition that I need to fucking make.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to play that on the podcast.
Yeah, that is fucking great.
You should just mix it with Corona. It's like, oh, they're all dead.
Yeah. shit. Yeah, I need to get around to that. Oh, what time are we at? It's fucking... Yeah, it's an hour.
Yeah, fuck. Old Pud's ready for bed.
Oh, you've had a big day of doing fuck all.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I put the washing on.
Did you?
Yeah.
You put it on and then you just left it for the actual hard bit for 10
minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
I put some fuel in the mar.
Yeah.
Didn't start it, though. Well, I tried to start it.
But like, it ran. It started. But then it fucking... Every time you give it some, it fucking cuts out again. You reckon it's either the carby or the fucking exhaust. Muffler's blocked. That's what the internet reckons.
Just buy a new fucking mower. You're going to need something, some workhorse to actually get through this shit.
Yeah. Well, I was actually going to just put fucking electrical wire in it, see if that worked.
What?
What?
in the
whippersnapper.
In
yeah.
the bottom bit.
I'm like, this will either be the greatest idea or I'm going to have a scar.
Yeah, you want to put stainless steel cable ties in it and wear long pants.
Yeah.
Is that what you reckon that gets it done?
Oh, yeah, it does. But it also gets done like the, you know.
When it goes, it goes. Let's go. That's fun. Yeah.
We want to wear a safety glasses while you do that one.
Oh, well, it's ankle height.
I love watching people like mowing the lawn with just thongs on and shit. And just like, fuck, you just don't value your fucking body.
Fuck it, I'll lose a toe. Easy. Easy. I'm going to lose a whole leg anyway.
To the diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck it.
All right, that's a fucking podcast.
We didn't even do our fucking... Have you written any bits, Ethan?
No, I'm trying to fix the shit that I've got.
I would.
What do you mean by that?
Try writing new jokes if I was
you.
Well,
you're trying to upgrade your bits at the moment.
No, no, not my current bits. Like the shit that I'm trying to write for like a new five. Like I'm trying to polish that instead of just trying to just fucking come up with heaps of bits.
Oh, so what's your new five about?
I don't fucking know.
He hasn't got five.
5 minutes on fucking girls should shave their pussies. That's how I'm coming back.
All right. Because the 5 minutes on your dog's asshole worked out so well that time.
Hey, it turned into a fucking good joke. I got one out of that. And if I get one joke out of this, fuck it.
How's your writing going?
Oh, man. I've started writing jokes while I'm stoned on my computer. And I get back and I'll read them out next week on the podcast because there is some shit in there that I'm like, what the fuck, cunt? Like, I'm an insane person. I'm an actual insane person.
Oh, you have to be to do comedy, so.
Yeah, but even this stuff, it was just like completely incoherent gibberish. Like, just words together in sentences.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Like, yeah. You think, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I understand it. But you need to write a whole bunch of shit so you can read them and be like, oh, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I was just when you like, get stoned, your thoughts just go like, they just tangent off and again and again and again.
I prefer in that sort of thing just to like the voice notes and you just talk about it into your phone now, and then sort of you can just get more shit out.
Nah, because then I get afraid the Chinese people are stealing my soul.
Oh, is that racist?
Gonna take my bits.
I thought you were going to say jokes. Yeah.
Fucking Din Mao in fucking Wuhan.
Nah,
he's going to do my type 5. You fucking idiot.
Oh, so you know when you were carving rocks out of dildos?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Yeah.
You got any?
I got one new bit, which is Look, there's a whole bunch of Corona stuff. We're not going to burn all that. But,
you're not going to burn it.
Yeah. It's going to burn itself.
Yeah, it's going to. I'm just going to wait for a spectacular bomb whenever we come back.
Yeah.
But I've got one bit. It's like ever since everything shut down, like because I, being a tradie, you can't have a, like, I don't have an office to shit into, or an office shitter or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to go around to pubs or whatever, and they're all shut. So now you've only got shopping centers. Like, because you've got to have some sort of quality of a toilet. You just can't be going, like, to a server.
Coronavirus has turned me Indian. I'm just shitting in the street now.
But,
Chinese people do that too.
You can call me Pajit Ronan. Coming back with a new stage name.
I'm not doing blackface, so
just this is brownface.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
Trudeau got away with it.
Oh, yeah,
it's tan boot polish instead. yeah, no, fucking. But so yeah, like going to take a shit at the shopping centers, all the major shopping centers. If you go and take a shit, like I like to sit on the toilet and scroll through my phone.
Yeah,
but there's. They've made it somehow, like I think they put all chicken wire in the Rio so that there's no phone reception in the toilets.
Yeah.
But, oh, cunts.
So you can't stream porn and have a wank.
Yeah, but like if you're going to do that, if you're the sort of person that's going to have a pool in a public toilet or a shopping center, you're going to come prepared, aren't you? With a downloaded video. Yeah. Or if you're trying to groom a kid, you're not going to be saying like, hey, okay, oh, hang on, I forgot my password, fucking hang on a sec.
I really,
yeah.
want to, like, lollies and shit. I really want to fuck this kid, but the buffering is killing me.
Yeah, you're coming prepared for that shit. Like, so I don't know why they did it sort of thing.
That is a great bit. I like that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Fuck. I,
So Fap of the Week was not...
not in the toilet.
Not in the toilet. The fucking
no fucking
Charlestown
way.
Square.
You used to live in Cairns. You know the big shopping centre in Cairns?
Yeah.
The one up the main road?
Yeah.
I fucking woke up in that once. We went there for a road trip. Like when I was in defence, we drove from Townsville to Cairns and they just made me wear a dress and drink lots of beer. So I ended up just like getting off the bus and just, I'd smashed my phone as well on the bus. So I was like, oh, I got to go buy a new phone. So all I remember is getting off the bus, demanding that the woman fix my phone. Or like, as I buy a new one, I'm like, you need to just sort it out for me. Like, here you go. And then I woke up to Aboriginal people arguing in the bathroom. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? Just in a public bathroom, asleep on the toilet, like, holy fuck.
What happened to the old army ethos of no man left behind? Or
that we were in the Air Force, mate.
At the time.
Yeah.
Thanks for setting that one up, Adam. That was fucking great.
No, that was good.
Was everybody like in dresses or just you?
Me and another person.
What were you? What? Why?
Because you're trip bitch. So if it's your first trip, you had to be trip bitch, which meant you got in a dress, served everyone their beers, and they were being like fucking cunts to me. Like,
that doesn't sound like the military.
They were just nagging you, bro.
So does that mean too, like, if you're the most person, like the most trips, are you the trip whore then?
Well, everyone ends up getting in the dress eventually, but like they were just being like total cunts to me. And there was this one dude who
just
used to be
taking turns fucking each other in the ass. Well, we all get to wear the dress. Everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
Bonding.
Yeah. If you wanted to get out of the dress, you'd have to give them $50 into like the trip bucket where they used to buy everyone drinks from. Anyway, so
how many people on the bus?
It was a mini bus, so about 20 of us.
Yeah. Pissophone as well?
No.
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 How did you pissed is in bottles and stuff.
Oh, we had to, like, I tried to, but I couldn't. I got pee shy, so I had to get everyone to pull over.
Oh, because when I used to go on end of season trips, we used to have a pissophone and just go out the door. Happy days. Keep
No. But we, so they're being like total fucking cunts to me, but they're also asking me to handle their drinks and open them for them before you get them. So I was just fucking shoving a finger up my ass and wiping it on the rim before I gave them a drink every time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with them?
Why were you fingering your own asshole?
Because I was in a dress. So I was like, fuck, it's easy to do.
So hang on, like, what sort of dress? Are we talking like a mini skirt?
Yeah, mini skirt with a fishnet top, like fishnet top. Yeah.
And this is back before you were fat.
I was coming off a skinny, so I was on the way up.
You were a dad bod. Not fat.
Yeah, I was dad bod. Yeah.
I enjoy a finger in the ass as much as the next guy. But fuck, not
it
on
wasn't.
The bus
I wasn't men. Like I wasn't like going all the way up there, but I was like I was getting enough so that there was sweat on my finger, and I'm like, yeah, I'm putting that on the rim of this cunt's beer.
Okay, so you weren't getting like knuckle deep. Like,
just, not knuckle deep. No.
Just rimming, rimming
and
the
so
ass.
Yeah.
Where can you do this in a bus with nobody seeing you doing that?
They must have all been pretty pissed.
Yeah, they were everyone was fucking hammered.
What are you do, like driving past Ballina or something? You're like, oh, big prawns over there, and everyone looks and you're like, fucking stick.
I don't know how I didn't get caught and bashed, to be honest. Like,
it sounds like they fucking loved it.
Yeah.
It was like, everyone's just on the sly.
Yeah.
Yes. That was an appetizer for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just a little taste of what we're going to get later. When we're ribbing him.
Yeah.
So you got date raped in a toilet in Cairns and drugged and woke up.
Well, yeah.
Was Bill Cosby on your bus?
I was the Bill Cosby, apparently, like, I guess.
No, you got Bill Cosby. He was
by myself.
Fucking hell. There's no help in this cunt. That was like the whole fucking thing in the fucking group chat earlier before you came out, you fucking idiot.
What?
Can we roast him for that?
Before he came out.
Before he drove out here, when Mark was talking about, because Mark Beater was supposed to be on here, but he'd been a piece of shit.
Oh, VR, Oh, yeah, completely missed it. I was just like, and I saw that later, and I was like, ah, fucking straight over the top
talking
of my
about
head.
Him going on an e-bike ride, and you're like, oh, so you didn't really go for a ride, taking the piss, and then Mark's like, yeah, it was all in VR. And then Mitch was like, oh, it was all in VR, was it? What was it like? Did you get motion sick?
Yeah, I was like, because I played VR before and I got motion sick, so I just wanted to know.
It's so far behind the eight ball, it's fucking...
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what happens, like, because you don't look at it for...
Yeah,
like,
no, I don't
weeks.
Check it. Yeah, I don't check it.
It was in context.
Too much information to compute all at once.
It was like, yeah, they had to read, like, two lines before it.
I didn't.
Okay.
I was just like...
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just going to fucking chuck my bit in there.
Yeah. I did
still
that on
alive.
The fucking comedy group thing the other night, anyway.
What
got roasted
that?
For that.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
but then...
fun at
yeah,
you and your titties.
Luke fucking Luke put himself in it as well, so... It's like, I don't read this. He's like, neither do I.
We are both too cool for this chat. We're both cool dudes.
Do you notice that he rolled off in a wheelchair in his emoji? So he still might be fucked up from his accident. So
we can only hope. It's Luke after all.
What happened to Luke? I missed it.
Oh, you
did
know,
you?
You
after
know.
He did the last podcast with us on Legacy, he felt so good that he went and rolled his car.
That's a very good belly laugh about somebody rolling in the car, isn't it?
Oh, man. It was more the way Ethan delivered it. But, yeah.
He had to go to a funeral in Tamworth, and he didn't quite make it to Tamworth.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't know whether that says much about his like driving abilities of staying awake or whether he just really didn't want to go to Tamworth. Or...
It's a good excuse.
Yeah.
I fucking... Man, I'm like bad at laughing at inappropriate things. Last night...
Didn't you come to the last... Sorry, go for it.
Last night, my friend's like, his missus had some edibles, and Tanya and I were joking about her eating too much edibles like a minute before that. And then he's come in, he's like,
they
oh,
didn't
yeah.
know. They were unaware
that she was actually freaking out. He's like, yeah, me missus is freaking out. And I was like, in my head, stoned head context, I was like, that is fucking hilarious that we were just joking
just
about, that.
About that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've just like lost my shit laughing and he's like, fuck you, dude. Like, she's in a real bad way, you fucking cunt. I hope it happens to you. I was like, no. I wasn't laughing at her freaking out. I was laughing about us talking about her freaking out 2 minutes ago.
You'd already put your foot too far.
Yeah. He's just like, fuck you. Got offline. So,
Didn't you come to the, James's new room, the Beaumont?
No, I missed that.
Oh, right, yeah, because that was Tom and Luke. Yeah, he was supposed to host with James, but yeah. He just really didn't want to do the gig, apparently. So that's an old joke, but let's run with it.
Yeah, I like it.
It wasn't a bad gig either, that one. Hopefully it's back on. When, it starts back up.
Oh, well, I never got cool. The Warner's Bay never got started either, so.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to start up, is it?
We're supposed to be on the 20th of April.
Who's running that one?
Me.
Oh, true.
Yeah, on a Monday.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I'm not going to fucking Warner's Bay.
You're not going to any comedy gigs anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
No one cares.
Hang on a sec. There's an all-you-can-eat buffet there, right?
Eh? Oh, really?
Oh, fuck, you got
me. Oh, fuck, you got me. I just can't do it before comedy, because if I eat too much before comedy, oh, I'd love I'm just to see not you on just, the ball, you know?
You should do comedy with a mic in one hand and a chicken leg in the
yeah.
other.
Yeah. So I'm fat.
Yeah, chew into the mic too. Just...
Yeah, we need to give it a Corona spray after you're done with it. Not because of the sickness, just because it's filthy, covered in grease.
How the fuck didn't any comics get Corona all putting the fucking microphone up to their chins?
Well, as
that's
much
one
as
of the things
we're so much with. Pieces of shit that we're immune to it. Like, we're all yeah. filthy enough. That...
Yeah. I thought I had it when I came back from overseas. I thought I
I'm pretty
fucked.
Sure you did have it. You
well,
just never
if
got
I had
tested.
It, then everyone would have had it. So.
Yeah, but I never like let you come inside me, so.
Fucking hell.
And that's a podcast.
Just make it super gay and weird.
Yep.
He's blushing now. Yeah. Ethan's
so
blushing.
Where can we see you blushing? Next? In cans in a toilet or?
Yeah. You don't want to wake up in a public toilet in Cairns, though.
No.
It's a bad place to be. And then I tried to hit on some fat Irish chicks when I got back. And that ended up with me getting a drink in my face. Fuck Cairns.
Striking out with the fatties.
Oh, man. We were close.
You know your life's really gone off the rails when you're striking out with a fat chick.
Well, no, she was into me, and then she found out my age, and she's like, too old.
Oh, she said you
how
were too
old. How old were you at that stage?
19.
Well, she's fucking 12, was she?
No, I was too young for her.
I was trying to hit on this 12-year-old.
She was like 26, and I was 19. She's
yeah,
like,
I made
oh,
that mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, always lie about your age.
You just say old enough.
Yeah, I say I'm 18 all the time now. Fucking get away with it.
Does it work?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. I'm not going to make a pedophile joke because...
it's been done.
Yeah, been done to death. Yeah, I can't remember fucking other shit I had to talk about, but it's fucking... Nah.
That's a podcast. Look, I'm just glad we kept going after I said that fucking joke about me having sex with Ethan.
Oh, we had to salvage it, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't just leave it on
finish
the...
on a win. That's what it's all about in comedy, you know?
Yeah.
You got to finish on
just,
the
if you're win. Bombing, just keep going. Just yeah. go over time.
Yeah, do your 15 minutes.
You've been reading that book, haven't you? The fucking one that Mark...
Yeah, yeah, it's really, thing. Really good, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've sent it to you. I don't know if you download it, though. I'll send it to you again.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah. I can't read anyway, but...
it's really good. It's just
I'll get Tanya to read it to me at bedtime stories.
Fucking hell. You're a mess.
I know. It's what makes it good.
Start getting really good ideas for jokes in bed. Like, what was that one the other night? He was just like, I have, like, multiple types of autism.
That's right.
And he, like, had to call us to fucking tell us about it.
I was like, yeah,
fuck. Really good idea for a joke.
I was like, no, I was genuinely worried that I might have multiple types of autism. I'm like, I'd be fucking, like, too autistic for autistic people. It's like, we're in a circle, there's, yeah. Wasn't a very good joke, but I was very high at the time, so. It was great at the time.
How ripped are you getting every night?
Fucking pretty ripped.
Like, pretty bad.
I haven't got a great I can't handle me weed.
You can't handle your weed?
No fucking way. Especially if I do the smart thing to save money, which is have a six pack first, then start on the weed.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That's just breakfast, isn't
fucking,
it?
It's like
fucking saves you some money.
No wonder you felt like shit earlier today. You're like, I feel pretty sick, eh? Like,
yeah.
I was like, this cunt is not.
That had nothing to do with the sausage roll and the chocolate bar I ate 10 minutes before it.
That was your breakfast, was it?
Nah, it was me lunch. I didn't have breakfast.
So that was your breakfast.
I was on me
wasn't
fast.
It?
I'm on a fasting diet.
Oh, yeah. I ate fast.
Yeah.
How fast can I get to the shop to get some fucking shit?
Oh, I'm doing KFC on the way home tonight as well, by the way, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Bit of KFC, go see the Colonel.
Yeah, just go see.
I don't know what's going on here for dinner tonight.
Fucking... Oi, Mum!
Fucking meatloaf.
Fucking. How good is Dirty Bird? Fuck, I love Dirty Bird.
Fuck. This podcast is going nowhere now. It's fucking dead.
I just can't wait to the time when you have a walker coming up on stage fucking doing this one. Because you can't fucking...
He's going to have a walker.
I'm not going to have a walker.
He's going to lose a foot.
Yeah.
He's going to have crutches at least.
Crutches? Nah. I'll go straight for the fucking fat man mobile. You know how they all get mobility scooters? It'll be me.
You should buy a parrot now so you've got time to train it for when you do lose that leg so you can...
Yeah.
Like, oh, it would be easy to train a parrot to do his jokes too, because it's just, I'm fat, my dick's small.
Give me some food.
Yeah. Oh, you're man. Fucking like Stav from Cumtown. Like that's his, all yeah. his jokes is, I'm fat, my dick's small, I'm gay, lol. That's all his jokes.
Well, you couldn't train a parrot because you'd end up just fucking kerneling it and fucking eating it one night every time.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a new parrot the other day.
Yeah, yeah, but deep, I fucking ate him.
Deep fried him.
Whoops. Yeah.
Do you watch MasterChef and just salivate over food while you're eating?
Dude, I fucking... Have you seen fucking Nailed It on Netflix?
No.
So basically they have like a professional like pastry chef or someone come in and make these crazy fucking awesome like cakes and stuff. And then they get like three people like me who have no business in the kitchen to like try and do it, and they just fuck it every time. Like just the worst thing. I even get excited by those cakes. So MasterChef.
You should go on that show because you'll put it fucking shit up.
I'd premature ejaculate. If I had to,
yeah, they go to cook and be like, where's all the raw ingredients going? He's like, fucking, oh, yeah, I don't know. You ate a whole bag of sugar, fuck.
Yeah. I was calling him Diabetty the other night from The Simpsons. Trying to lose weight to fit in my mama's coffin. Oh, yeah. That's my reward.
God, I got good friends. Nice and accepting.
And a great metabolism as well.
Yeah, well. It was good up until I was about 19. Then things started going downhill.
Yep. No, it was good until you became a lazy motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it probably had something to do with it. I started getting fat around the time I stopped doing sports and working out.
Funny, man.
Yeah. Crazy. Coincidence.
Detectives on this one.
It's like, oh, the defense made me go to a dietitian. They're like, you're fat and your fucking blood work's a mess. And then, like, I turn up to the dietitian and he's like, oh, so why do you think you're overweight? I'm like, probably got something to do with all the KFC I eat, eh? Like, I really don't need a dietitian to tell me why I'm fat.
This is when you're still, like, in active service.
Yeah,
How
yeah.
How the fuck do you get away to KFC? Like,
no, we had fucking Macca's around the corner at Willytown.
So, yeah, why are you blaming on the Colonel then?
Ah, look, mate, I'd sometimes take a detour to Rainbow.
So, you used to go for a march and they'd be like, where's Mitch? He's gone AWOL again. Like, yeah. They send the fucking, what is it, the military police to Macca's to fucking pick you up.
Trust me, man, they were not missing me.
Like, I was just glad that retard was gone for a second.
They're like, oh, we can finally fix this fucking plane now that cunt's gone.
Yeah, you come back and you're throwing chicken bones in the fucking
intake.
The
yeah. I remember I saw like a APU, like the little fucking, like a mini jet engine that they used to start the real jet engines. It caught fire once and I wasn't the one doing it, but the person who saw it was just like, just didn't give a fuck. They were just like, it was a proper emergency. And he's just like, just watched it for like a good 10 seconds. He's like, yeah, that's on fire.
You didn't.
And he was just like, fuck. Just like so casual about it. Like, yeah, nah, it's
just fucked. Like you're trying to do like a metaphor for your life at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you know what happened though? Like, yeah. You put the motors together and you had chicken grease over your hands. And as soon as it heated up, it's just like.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's the worst, mate. It happens to the best of us, you know.
Yeah, I hate putting aircraft motors together with chicken grease on my hand. It's a bane of my existence.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a podcast. I've got nothing else.
All right.
Oh, cheers for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. That was a good one.
No, that was a lot of fun, fellas. I'm glad. I'm glad you just had fun.
Hey, it was redeemed from my last time I was here. Anyway, that was fucking horrendous. So
yeah, it was much better. All right.
Yeah. All right. I love you.